This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Rejana. President Draupadi Murmu has urged citizens to imbibe constitutional ideals into their behaviour, to fulfil their fundamental duties, and work towards achieving the national goal of a developed India by 2047. She was addressing a gathering at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi to mark the Constitution Day yesterday. President Murmu described the Indian Constitution as a living and progressive document through which the country is achieving the goals of social justice and inclusive development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated India's resolve to give a befitting response to any terror organisation challenging the nation's security. He was addressing the Constitution Day celebrations at the Supreme Court last evening. Mr. Modi said, "While India is commemorating this important festival of democracy, the nation cannot forget that it was also the anniversary of the terror attack in Mumbai." The Meghalaya Raj Bhavan at Shillong marked the 75th Constitution Day yesterday with an inspiring event attended by government officials and students. Governor C.H. Vijayashankar spoke about the enduring relevance of the Constitution, emphasising its adaptability to changing times while remaining steadfast in its commitment to the rights and responsibilities of every citizen. The 75th Constitution Day was celebrated at the Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly yesterday. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that every citizen, especially the youth, should be aware of the provisions in the Constitution. The Manipur government has decided to continue closure of all educational institutes in the state in view of the prevailing law and order situation. Schools, colleges and universities in Manipur remain closed since the 16th of November after widespread protest against the killing of six people in Jiribam district. Meghalaya Minister of Health and Family Welfare Amparin Dingdor has said that the central government should consider appointing a local as the Vice-Chancellor of the Northeastern Hills University. According to the minister, who is also the spokesperson of the state government, a local will understand the situation of the university better. Speaking in support of the ongoing strike by students and teachers, she also expressed hope that the inquiry committee appointed by the centre would submit an effective report aimed at resolving the university's challenges. The APJ Abdul Kalam Centre for Policy Research and Analysis, IIM Shillong, in collaboration with the Shankardev Education and Research Foundation, hosted a roundtable discussion on impact of unrest in Bangladesh and Myanmar on India. Lieutenant General Rana Pratap Kalita, former General Officer Commanding Eastern Command, delivered an address on the complex challenges posed by the ongoing unrest in India's neighbouring countries. The unique geographical challenges of the northeastern region were discussed in detail with a focus on the topology and the challenges posed by a region that shares 99% of its borders with five countries. The conversation also delved into the promising socio-economic opportunities offered by connectivity initiatives such as the India-Myanmar-Thailand Trilateral Highway. Nagaland Chief Minister Neipu Rio inaugurated several facilities at Kisama ahead of the 25th Hornbill Festival. Mr. Rio praised local artisans and those involved in completing the festival's infrastructure at the Naga Heritage Village. He highlighted that the Hornbill Festival has evolved into an international event attracting global tourists. The Chief Minister expressed confidence that the new facilities will enhance the festival experience for visitors from around the world. Kaziranga National Park, famed for its one-horned rhinos, is all set to present a blend of culture, business and nature at the 12th International Tourism Mart, starting from today till the 29th of November. This flagship event, organised by the Union Ministry of Tourism, puts the spotlight on the Northeast's unmatched tourism potential. entrepreneurs, government agencies and influencers will converge representing the 8 northeastern states to forge connections and explore opportunities. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akash Vani Shillong. Have a nice day.